This is Webby from the Grim Podcast of Perilous Adventure. The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. For more podcasts like this, go to professionalcasual.com.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. Check out teespring.com/store/professionalcasual for fresh new swag. A huge shout out to our sponsor, BeardedDragonGames.online. Pick up all your local game store goodness from Magic the Gathering, Dungeons & Dragons, Pathfinder, or WFURP 4th Edition, as well as terrain, paints, board games, comics, and more. Make sure to use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for free domestic shipping or PCME10 for 10% off your total order at BeardedDragonGames.online. Also, a special thanks to Built Bar for sponsoring the show. To get 10% off your order and to help support the show, use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout or use the link in the show notes.
I just had to kill Bruno in the process.
It's fine.
It's episode 206 of A Grim Podcast of Perilous Adventure.
Pick up sticks.
Picking up those sticks. That's a weird way to thing to call Bruno.
We're all pooping bricks.
No, it's too soon.
Episode 206, we're pooping bricks.
Because somebody saw us in the sewers.
That's true.
I bet it's not somebody just like walking their dog.
I hope they find me attractive.
Or what is it, terrifying?
Or frightening.
Oh, frightening.
Yeah, they finally spent some experience.
They're frightened of how attractive they find you.
That's right. Yes. They're really
Michael
scared.
Scott,
of,
yeah.
Did Webby spend any experience just now, Ben? Nope. Not yet.
Yeah. Okay. Straight up.
Now tell
this me. This eraser is so calcified that
no.
I cannot erase anything from my character sheet. Mm-hmm. I'll do it later.
Does it just smear it around instead?
I hate that.
No, it's basically basalt at this point. Okay?
It's returning to the earth. It's glory. It's beautiful. Mother Nature.
It's limestone over here.
How's Stubbs coming along there, JB?
I have numbers written on the paper.
Wow. Is that better than the last three episodes
nope,
he's been around?
Nope. There's no, been numbers the there.
Numbers.
I added Thanks stuff to my character Galifianak sheet way more weird. Than JB has.
In the That's last not three surprising.
Episodes.
The things I have to put up with.
Yeah.
Mostly JB.
He's a delight.
We love it. JB, though. Yeah. I love JB. He gave me a hug earlier. It was very nice.
You can love JB too by mailing yourself to P.O. Box G, West Oneonta, New York, 13861.
And then, like, call somebody so we can know.
That dial 862-303-803-3235
and say, hey, come help me. I'm stuck in the post office.
That is way off.
Yeah, this guy, Dan, just doesn't even know what we're doing here.
Just go to the Bearded Dragon, beardeddragongames.online, and one of us will be there at some point, probably.
Right.
They're pretty regularly.
Sure. Use our code JB, please answer my calls for a free item at checkout.
Make sure you're drinking a Raise energy drink, because we get 10% off those sales.
15.
It's 15% off all Raise energy drink sales.
REPP Sports.
Repsports.com. Two P's.
REPP. Bum, ba dum, bum, 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 bum.
I used to work for them. I loved those commercials.
You used to work for repsports.com?
Farmers sports.rep.
You worked for J.K. Simmons?
I did.
What?
Yeah, he only wanted one thing, and it was pictures of Spider-Man. It was not in my job description.
All right. Speaking of pictures of Spider-Man, we don't have any of those, but we do have a new review that I just found right before the last episode.
Oh.
That's right.
And how?
But wait, there's more.
This one is from Photo Queen 34. 5 stars. Nothing has made me happier than some of the great moments in this show. Dan and JB have an incredible bad GM and bad player relationship.
Is that guy who ran into a doctor guy? Oh, that got Tim bad.
Danny and Tim started as antagonists to each other, but in later episodes are the only two trying to move forward the plot. Thank you. Yep. Character development for some of the characters has been awesome, less so for others, parentheses Bruno.
Also, too her- soon.
Oh, he's developed as a character now. Also, Hurtley 8 Showdown is finally coming back and isn't. It's gonna die. And as Elite 8 Showdown is the show that turned me on to Gapop in the first place, as the title states, nothing has made me happier.
There was fury
thank you,
there,
Photo
right?
Queen.
I'm shocked that Elite 8 Showdown was in a review and it wasn't right. just off the rails right. from the start.
Or for like Bounty paper towels.
Yeah. Right.
My That's favorite just straight up gaslighting at this point. Like yes.
they're just 100%.
My favorite part of that review is that Dan and JB have a good bad GM, bad player mentality.
Yeah.
And then they say Tim and Danny had, but what was it?
We were the antagonists.
Were antagonists to each other in the beginning. Not Lucky and Mina.
I didn't even catch on to that.
I wonder if they met Lucky and Mina.
I bet.
I just thought that was funny wording.
Oh my goodness. That is funny.
Whew, that was a good one. I haven't laughed that hard in a while.
Thanks, Photo Queen 34.
Bad jam, bad player. It's really good.
Really good. Really, really good.
You're a bad player.
Oh,
you're bad.
Bad.
I want to shout out the patrons real quick.
Cider Drinker and James, Cliff Jumper, Briar Mage, Bicon, Wizard Skills, Leroy Otis, Tony Hot Hand, Cider Drinker, and Dagna. Time of recording, our current professional cake sitters over patreon.com/professional casual to get all kinds of bonus stuff, including episodes a week early, video of the show, and all kinds of other good stuff, access to the Discord, other things I can't remember at the moment. And then we have our King Ding Doppeldongers, X-Paxis, Krob, Iron Maze, and Tau, who get all that and more, including getting to play with us twice a year.
So I'm going to flag this in case you want to cut it out. We did just yesterday get a new patron at the $10 level that I really wanted to shout out because they have an incredible name.
Okay.
Unless you don't think it's appropriate, and then you should cut it out. The Real Mick Asshole. Not even joking.
That's so good.
Thank you, The Real Mick Asshole, for joining the Rex.
Wow. Okay.
I just want to shout out. We got to meet Cliff Jumper and X-Paxis at Adepticon. I know that you guys have met X-Paxis before, but I got to meet X-Paxis at Adepticon, and I got to stream with Cliff Jumper, so that was super awesome.
Great guys.
That's awesome.
It's like a dream come true.
X-Pax has brought us all hot dogs.
Awesome. Oh, and that milkshake was so good. That and it had an actual piece of chocolate cake in it.
That milkshake was stupid good.
It brought so many boys to the yard.
You know what else is awesome? Is that patrons will also get exclusive access to a charity that Danny and I have started together.
Yep.
Called Fingers for Crabs.
What? Like,
everybody loves crabs.
I love crabs.
They have these pinchers, but they're missing out on some of the best content for people. You know, if you're friends with a crab, they can't give you the thumbs up. They can't text you.
No.
They can't.
It's true.
Finger guns and moonwalk to the side.
They can't give you a high five or a fist bump.
That's the thing is, crabs kind of can do that when they just fucking rip their arm off. Sorry for cussing. When they rip their arm off and just walk away. Like,
I just imagine we're getting those little, like, tiny hands. Oh, and we're just putting them on crab claws and the crabs are looking around and they just got these little hands.
Yeah, we'll peek behind the curtain. That was the conversation that started this whole thing. So if you want to join me and Danny for the 500-hour live stream that we're going to be doing for that charity.
It's like an old school telethon.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Hit the phone lines now.
Fingers for crabs, people. Let's make it happen.
Do you just make a list of this stuff when the random stuff pops into your head?
I just come up with them on the way home from walking my dog.
Fingers for crabs.
I really want to get shirts that say that now.
Yeah.
I haven't worn in quite a while.
Yep.
That's going to be the drop for this episode.
Oh, I love crabs so much.
Just watching the fear play across on Danny's face when she was like, what am I going to get roped into this time?
Right. Every time Benzo, you know, patrons can also get, and we're like, oh, who is it this week? Ooh. Oh, no, it's my turn. How terrible is it?
It's so good, though. I love that.
The last one that was Ben called my name was the inside beard. It still makes me real uncomfortable.
So gross.
I forgot about the inside beard.
And it was like the weak Tim shaped.
Yeah.
Never again.
Yeah.
Jamie's still mad about it.
Get in the comments and tell me, you know, how happy you are that I'm not shaven anymore.
So happy. So happy.
Thank you, everyone, for letting me do that.
Oh, 1,000%. If you ever stop, I'm going to be mad about it. Right. I'm going to take all the fingers away from those crabs.
I love that it's a charity.
Those fingers get revoked.
Oh, I couldn't think of a different thing that could be fingers for crabs. It had to be a charity.
You know what else is going to get revoked? Possibly another fate point or life in the sewer here. Somebody, you heard a little, and then someone was like, oh, you see somebody?
As soon as I get hot and get the attractive talent, all of a sudden, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? We just can't keep the boys away.
We're going to go right into initiative here.
No! We can talk it out, probably. I'm attractive now.
So, first, I'm going to have everybody make a perception test based on first hearing that, but then trying to locate it in the dark. I know we have at least some torches. Mm-hmm. This is going to be an average test for Stubbs and challenging for everybody else.
30-20.
Zero success levels.
I rolled
positive.
Two tens dice.
I did not pass.
Okay.
So it's either 32 or 23, however you want to take it.
Well, just roll it again.
No, I don't like that. That's not going to go well.
Well, either of those should pass. You're a challenging perception?
Yeah.
Your perception's not lower than a 32.
Eight.
Would you re-roll it into an eight?
No, I rolled
it. Well, that's a D12.
Right, whatever. But it still works. It's fine. It passes.
I mean, realistically, that gives you
a worse chance.
Worst chance to pass.
So two to four success levels based on, you know, what you're feeling today.
Oh, my God. All right. Stubbs?
3 degrees of success.
And Webby, I think I heard you passed?
Zero positive.
Okay, so everybody but Mina, you can see down the sewers.
It's at knee level, right?
Perpendicular to the sounds coming from, and you do see a torchlight coming down the hallway-ish of the sewers of that other, like...
Like across the way?
Across the way, but the one near... Like where you killed the ghoul.
Do you think this is someone in cahoots with the rest of the things?
I think that there was like squeaky rat person talking or just a really big rat. And I don't think he's walking a rat down here like you walk a dog.
Right, so.
Well, if there's a place to walk a rat, it would be in the sewer. So, yeah. Right, maybe it's a big rat dog.
So everybody but Mina, you do see like the form of what would be, what looks like a rat person, like skitter around that corner real quick. Like they must have been scouting ahead and spotted you.
Okay, I'm not going to lie.
You might actually be able to get some information out of these guys about the connections and all this stuff.
Sigmar, dang it, you're right. Right, is that a thing?
Yeah.
To say?
Sure.
Sure.
I like it. Know. Sigmar's beard.
Okay, all right.
Actually, Sigmar's balls is actually in, like, the fiction.
Do not tell me that.
Can I?
Do not tell me that.
Can I start saying that? You're not going to have to bleep that out. Well, no, because that's still not really super PG.
So weird. Every character I make forever now is a Sigmarite.
Why did I say that?
Yeah.
I just
thought it was funny.
Bullocks?
Yeah, I mean, Sigmar's beard is more common.
Sigmar's beard. I'll start saying that. Oh, Sigmar's beard. Okay, let's fight these guys.
By Sigmar's truck nuts. Let's go.
No.
You know, like, cracks her neck.
But remember, we have to apprehend them, not just murder them. You can't ask questions to the dead. I mean, I can, but, like, only on a good day.
What about with that fancy new book?
Yeah, I can make one a zombie. I probably shouldn't use this ever. This is probably something to turn in, right? Yeah, that's like bad stuff.
Yes, we should definitely turn that into the authorities.
All right, so.
Make sure you stay alive and between us and danger, but what's the little guy supposed to do?
I'll take up the rear.
That didn't really answer the question.
Yeah, no. I don't know what I don't know what I expected.
I mean, I'm not too much of I'm not great in a fight, so, If you need me, just holler. I might come running. Might take me a little bit because my legs show short.
But like legitimately, like take out the rat and try to apprehend the guy.
Yep. Yep. Okay.
That's a great plan.
All right.
I wholeheartedly agree.
So you see from around that corner as you're discussing, a like large dude comes around the corner, like very overweight guy, big that way. And he's just like, huh? There's a torch. And then as he comes around, you see three Skaven jump over the sewer and another Skaven covered in armor come around right behind that guy too.
Oh, man.
And they're all like,
they got a lot of... I got a lot of folks down there.
The ones with armor says, man things!
Ugh.
Kill Slay! And he points.
Oh man, I really should have put
Stubbs
in something that had range. That's...
It's almost like you've had like a month to do this.
Oh man. I am going to... I wrote this down so that I remembered. Right? I'm going to assess the situation. I'm going to build up some advantage. Yep.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And definitely do things with it.
Definitely going to do things.
You're going to do things with an advantage.
So I want to make sure that these things. Oh, there's so much to do here in this cramped sewer. All right. So using my intuition to assess the situation, I rolled a 6.
Wow. That's a lot of success levels.
I got 5 degrees of success.
So you get one advantage.
Look at you!
So far, to you be fair,
like, wow.
Every roll of that Stubbs has done so far, I'm pretty sure has been a success.
Mm-hmm. Don't step on that spot. It's kind of wet.
Oh, that's
might
a good
slip in it.
That's a good eye. That's a good eye.
Wait.
I'm low to the ground. I can see these things.
You might slip in it.
Ooh, that's a good Stubbs voice.
Yeah, with a pencil in my mouth. I didn't realize it was clicked, though, and it stabbed my tongue a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, now you have lead poisoning.
Yeah, good thing it was just a mechanical pencil.
Mm. Ooh, do you need me to suck it out?
Lucky.
Suck the poison out of your mouth.
So there's 3 rats down there?
You see 3 on, like, the side of the sewer you are on. They all leapt over. And then there's a dude with a torch and a club and another Skaven behind him.
Mm. All right.
Armored.
Yeah, let's start by casting dart at the closest rat.
Okay. Secret miscast.
I don't know. I said
secret miscast.
No, it was at a 12, and I like moved the wire and it turned to a 42.
Well, I mean, it can be a 12. That's fine.
Okay, great. I murdered them all. No, so that's I gotta pull up that stupid chart and stuff. So that's
pause for edit.
That's 5 success levels. 3 more with instinctive diction. 1 more with the power duck, but that's only channeling. Just kidding. So yeah, let's go with 8 success levels.
Sure.
And okay. I will target.
What's that do?
nowhere near as much as it should. I'll tell you that much. We'll spend 5 of those 8 success levels to add 2 targets. So we'll fire at the 3 that we're like leaping across there. And then we'll spend the remaining 3 on 3 extra damage. So that'll be 8 damage to each of them.
8?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
My willpower bonus is 5.
You don't add that anymore.
Yeah, you do. Your willpower bonus at your...
Oh, you don't damage. Add the success levels.
Anymore. Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yep.
8 damage to each?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I'll go ahead and take an advantage, too, if that's all right with you.
You can have an advantage.
Thanks, man. And then I'm going to move behind Mina. Because apparently our order here is the absolute reverse to what we'd want it to be.
Stubbs said he was taking up the rear. And Mina leading it with a torch.
But thought they're that ahead sense. Of us.
Because we were leaving.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we were headed to the left, and they were coming from the right.
But yeah, I'll get behind Mina. It's probably safer. And, yeah, that's lucky.
All right. Mina.
Okay. So, how far away are the rats people from me?
From you? Remember down here, we got to double the distance, so rats. About 25 yards.
About 25 yards.
Wait, do these rats find me attractive?
You don't know. Can you ask him? No, he turns over. So, Mina, you can see them because the person has a torch.
He has a torch, yes. I'm just wondering, my pistol's, the range is 20, so that is not close enough, yeah?
Well, that's the first, you would just take a penalty shooting more than that.
You could fire into a group, though.
I could fire into a group.
They're single file.
They're all over the place. Look at them.
Well, I can't do exactly right on the map. But yeah, okay. They're single file along the, you know, the little walkway in the sewer.
Oh, so they're not a group anymore?
Not really. Because you can only see the one. The others are behind it. You're not shooting indiscriminately into a wide group.
Yeah, no, that's valid.
It's
that's
not
valid.
Like a yeah, okay.
Secret so, tunnel.
But do I take it? Okay, what's my penalty for shooting beyond the reach versus the penalty for moving and shooting?
Same. I believe. I'm pretty sure long range is minus 10, and so is moving and shooting.
I'm going to let these fools come to me, you know? And then we have quick access to this secret tunnel to get the heck out of here.
You could aim.
Oh, that's actually a great idea. If you're going to wait for them to come up, aiming would give you, what, a plus 20 on your next shot?
Yep.
Yeah.
I kind of want to shoot, and maybe it will, like, scare them away.
Oh, yeah, fair. Yeah. You know? Yeah, the black powder bonuses and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm just going to shoot at the first Skaven that I see.
Okay.
Okay, so it was a pass. I rolled a 60. My skill's 64. So zero positive success levels.
Okay. So you hit it where?
I hit it in the head. And don't I get to do, like, the switchery doodad? So I take the 10s. The
you can if it's higher, which it sounds like. What was your roll?
60.
Oh, so that's 10, yeah.
Yes. So I would like to take the 10, please.
Okay. You want to buy a vowel?
Headshot. E.
For Skaven.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Just E is a very common.
Okay, so, yeah, so that's...
So that's 18?
18 damage.
To the head.
That's it?
All right, well, that one died. It does. I failed the test, the black powder test, with 5 negative success levels. It was so scared, its brain exploded from the bullet.
Mm. Sorry.
Happens to the best of us.
Just. Okay. Webby.
Peter.
All right. I'm going to use a leadership test to calmly tell everyone around me. Yeah, this seems like a really good time for us to skedaddle. Let's make an exit. And this is going to give a plus 10 to psychology. Tests if I succeed at this.
Oh,
well, that could be good for you.
That could, well, it could be good for everybody else. Yeah.
Now that Lucky's emanating the chaos musk or whatever when he gets scared.
Yeah. So everyone gets plus 10 to
it's actually Drakkar Noir.
Nice.
And then I'm going to move behind Mina and try to kind of vamoose, get all of us going toward the exit.
So I would say that secret door is still open if you want to go into that tunnel. Out of the sewer, that's fine.
Oh, also good, yes.
You can go 4 spaces.
And let's just say that's 4 then. So I can't quite go all the way.
Okay, to the top of the round. All right, so the one guy goes up as far as he can because he's a human and he only go 4 spaces as well. And then he just hucks his club at the kid.
That's just rude.
What's your name?
Oh, man.
Stubbs.
What?
Stubbs.
Why me?
He throws it at you across
the thing. I am not a threat.
Dodge it.
But he misses and it clatters against the wall because I rolled 1 negative success level.
Oh, nice. Free club.
Sweet.
The first Skaven runs up to Stubbs.
Why me?
And charges you.
If you kill JB already, I'm going to laugh about it.
Right?
But I'll also be pretty annoyed.
I want to get to know Stubbs, but you're standing there, so this one can definitely charge. So we'll make that, we'll give him 1 advantage. What are you going to do to defend here?
Run away. Dodge, I guess.
So make a dodge test. Hopefully you got some stats on there.
Nope. I'll make it up like I do with everything else.
I thought you weren't playing Bruno anymore.
Oh, look at that. I passed.
Oh, he did. He actually rolled dice.
Yeah, but would you roll on the dice?
That's not important.
Yeah.
Really
it's
not
an opposed check. It's very important. Yeah.
Okay. I made it with 1 degree of success, if you want to know.
I asked what you rolled on the dice.
32.
Okay. So you're going to take 10 damage to the right arm.
Mother, father.
Good thing you found all your stuff in the armory and are definitely wearing armor now.
Because I had 4 success levels, but you had 1, so difference of 3.
Good. Did you also, how big is this person? Just want to make sure that we're doing this by the book.
Average.
Okay, so that you know they do have damaging.
I rolled a 21.
Okay.
So
okay. All right.
My success levels was better.
Oh, but it's damaging.
Yeah, it's damaging.
So it only did 1 damage.
What? They have death blow, so they
could. You can choose. Right. They're dumb, probably.
They could also move into my space
and attack again.
Attack again if they want to.
Why are you talking right now?
Right, you're doing Dan's job for him.
Oh.
This is the polar opposite of JB. Yeah. He's assisting Dan. I don't like this at all.
Instead of telling me I'm wrong, everything. Oh, man, the crazy thing is that...
Does it have a advantage?
It gained one advantage.
Oh, it could stomp. Yeah, if you want. Being small sucks.
You chose this character.
No, I didn't.
You did.
The dice chose.
Oh, fair.
Wait, you randomly rolled a halfling?
Yeah.
I mean, how lucky.
Yeah.
No, I'm lucky.
Oh my god. Yeah, he's absolutely going to stomp at you. Why wouldn't he?
Why not?
He tries to kick you into the
sewer. How much damage was that?
Wait, Skaven aren't small too?
No, they're average.
Oh.
There aren't a lot of things that are small. There's like skinks.
Right. Wait, how much damage before he stomps?
Was 10.
10?
Minus toughness bonus, and if you have any armor.
Toughness bonus. Oh, okay.
But you didn't.
6.
All right, so stomp is just another attack.
Good.
Spend that advantage. Damage equal to their strength bonus plus 0. Okay, so are you going to try to dodge again, or?
That's the only thing I can do.
You have a dagger.
Oh, I got 2 degrees of success. Wow, really, really good. This is fun. It's fun that my dice are helping me.
Yeah, that's
but
it's a wild...
Me personally, I'm not helping.
So how many success levels did you get?
2.
All right. So let's see. I had 4. So
I don't like
difference
you,
of 2 plus a strength bonus of 3. So you take 5 damage.
I am barely still up. 5 damage.
Yep.
How many wounds do I have? I'll let you guess.
Started with 9.
Started with 8.
Oh, 8. I thought you had 9. So one.
One.
Are you alive on 1?
I'm alive on 1.
Where's the t-shirt?
It's got to get out there, yeah.
How many times did we say that at Adepticon?
We talked pretty heavily on the way back about like what it would actually look like. So it's in the works.
I love Holy that. God.
And then the last one that you would, listeners and players probably know this as a storm vermin is also going to run down the hall.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to use his action to leap across. So he's like... There's one space between him and Webby. Didn't quite get there.
Yeah.
But he's brandishing a pole arm.
And these came from behind, right?
Yep. So now Stubbs is surrounded.
Great.
I mean, one of your friends is here.
It's a good thing I didn't spend all that time like...
I think he knew not to spend his experience because it wasn't going to matter in the long run, right?
Yeah.
Here's the good news. It's Stubbs' turn.
So, I could put out the fire, right?
I'm going to bed.
You have 3 turns.
I got 3 turns to put out the fire.
Yeah.
I could run away with my no advantage because I don't have any advantage.
So you have to test a dodge versus my weapon skill.
Okay. And then if I fall into this sewer, then I start to drown.
Because you probably can't swim.
Uh-huh.
And it's probably 4 feet deep.
Yeah.
And you're 3'2".
Yep. And let's see. I have a dagger for a close combat weapon.
You do. Oh, you do.
That,
yeah, that's
that
fair.
I don't know how to use because I don't have any melee basic. How would you like me to get out of this, Dan?
So this is what you get for showing up with an incomplete character 3 episodes in, you dink.
All right.
Also just standing there when Skaven were covering.
Yeah, he didn't move away. Again, you could have solved this problem.
No, he assessed the situation.
I assessed.
Wait, hold up. That
he
first
lost
attack,
his advantage when he got hit.
That first attack, you took 1 less damage because you had an advantage.
I'm going to put 1.
Yeah. Alive on 2.
Alive on 2.
Oh, well.
Electric boogaloo.
You can't wear the shirt now.
All right, man. All right. I see what you're doing to me. I see how we're reading this.
I thought you guys would just run away, but.
I run away.
Let's see. I advocated for that pretty hard.
Wait, hold on.
Okay, so if you do successfully disengage, you disengage for your whole round. So you could then run away through the other Skaven.
All right, let's see.
If you want to run towards the group, or they might just leave you behind because they barely know you. I don't know.
What's beneath notice? Hold on.
That's not going to apply.
Yeah, it's like when you're in a crowd. No, you're there because you're like a far level.
Cool.
They notice you.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
I am... going to you know what, I'll run away because why not.
All right, so dodge versus my I think it's just weapon skill.
All right, that's one time I needed to roll well and I didn't.
What'd you roll?
So 79.
You got fate points.
I got fate points.
You can besiege the Dark Gods for free.
Yeah, your first time's free.
Oh, there you are.
Every day, it is free.
Yeah. All right. Half so, besiege the Dark Gods. Oh, 19. All right, I'll take that.
First time besieging is free?
Halflings have resistance chaos, so the first time they would gain corruption every day, they just don't.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So you effectively, unless there's other things that could give them corruption points, they basically get a free Beseech the Dark Gods every day.
Thankfully, there's nothing else around here that could give people corruption points.
So what'd you say?
19.
19? I had -6 success levels.
Oh.
So you successfully disengage.
Also,
you're not dead yet.
You don't gain any advantage for wounding me.
Why?
Because I'm beneath notice.
Really? That has combat stuff?
Sucks to be you.
Oh, look who's alive on 3 now because of the advantage that was applied to the second attack on the stomp.
Well, I still gain advantage from charging.
Yeah, but you didn't gain 2.
Right, I didn't give him. You can gain 1 advantage per round, so I didn't give him another one.
No. You're right.
Pretty awesome.
I can't believe that's actually useful. I thought it was just in, like, weirdly situational.
No, he's going to die here. This is the most useful totally thing he's ever done.
Right.
We're going to load him up with armor.
Definitely going to die.
He's going to be our new tank.
I love it.
Beneath notice, he's just there.
Okay, JB.
Surrounded by tower shields, just but no one knows he's there.
Bury the lead a little bit. Further, characters with a higher status tier than you gain no advantage for striking or wounding you in combat.
Yeah.
As there's nothing to be gained for defeating such a lowly cur.
See?
There it is. That works.
You're a lowly cur.
Lowly cur.
Wow.
Don't step on me.
Wait, so he didn't gain that advantage? Oh, it was from the charge, so he would have gained it. Gotcha.
Well, I still would have gained it. They don't...
What?
They're not going to have a higher status than you. They're Skaven. They don't have status in Empire society.
Oh. They have status in rat people society, though.
Yeah, but it's not the same thing.
If they go to the rat mall,
they don't have a status rating.
They're like not cool with it, probably.
I mean, hang on.
So humans.
Bad GM.
Yeah.
Excuse me. In this situation, in this sewer, Stubbs is a prisoner. That's the lowest form of life on the planet.
He's not anymore.
These Skaven are like wardens. Well, then he's an escapee. That's lower status than Skaven Guard.
I'll put myself back down to 1.
What? No, I still gain the advantage from charging.
Oh, okay.
Not from hitting or doing damage to
you. You're still at 2.
But I still would have gained that.
But not 3.
All right. They don't even have a status because they're not part of your society.
Not with that attitude.
And that's true. Say that as I run away.
All right, so you can then make an action so you can... move. Like it doesn't count your action to disengage. So you could even... run if you want.
I will run.
Please run.
I'm gonna run. So your movement is 3, right?
Yep.
Piggyback ride.
Holy crap, I am rolling rocks.
You can go wow. Spaces.
You just got attacked by a lobster. Look at that.
Oh, that's cool.
What?
That's huge. What is that?
A stink bug.
Oh, there's a stink bug going on?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is. A lobster. That's cool. Freaking out. You want to eat it?
Not again.
Like that moth on Lost Omens.
Are you going to give me a fate point?
No.
Oh, then no.
Yeah. So I run my 3.
Times 4, so times 12, 12 yards.
Plus, what is it? Times
so you can go athletics? 6 spaces.
You just going to shut your computer on that? Can we deal with that?
No. What do you want me to do?
I don't know. It's right there. Anything. It's very distracting
They're
to me.
They're super slow. They go...
I don't know. It appeared out of nowhere. It teleported into his computer.
They're super slow.
This computer.
Well, I'm pretty sure they could fly, so.
They did fly!
I saw a TikTok where somebody was fixing, like, a computer or a PlayStation, and it was full of...
Cockroaches?
Yeah,
that was gross. I saw that one, too. Yep. And he was like, oh, that's going right in a bag.
Yep.
So, yes, you can disengage and move 6 spaces.
All right, I do that. And I zip away.
Okay.
Behind the large tank with a shield.
His name's Webby.
Lucky.
Yeah, if at first you do not succeed, dart and dart again.
So I'm going to say Stubbs just gets to inside that other tunnel through the secret door.
I'm
probably like already bloodied and injured by these things.
Actually, what's the TN of Steel Life?
6?
Oh, it's 7.
Oh, 7. I was close.
Yeah, we'll dart again.
Pachoo.
Targeting one of the rats that we previously hit. The Storm Vermin has so much armor, I'm not going to get through that. Well, I probably could have. I rolled an 8, So
that's great.
That's nine
a low roll.
That's nine success levels.
Rolling 88. That's a miscast.
Nice try.
So I really think that we should bassist for Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Flee.
And flee.
Oh, it'll be it 10 be success levels, actually, things. With the advantage.
I love the dramatic moving the toothpick from one side of the mouth to the other with his tongue after saying that for people that yeah, don't have the video.
Yeah, if you don't have the video, it's worth it now that Stubbs has toothpicks.
Hey, do you know what two success levels difference than my last attack is?
One more damage?
Yep, that's exactly that. I do 9 damage to...
How many targets?
To 3.
Okay, so all the Skaven, I assume?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'll move next to Stubbs.
I mean, they're hurting.
Oh, it's...
You're doing damage.
I'm afraid of these guys, but I'm less afraid because Webby's...
Where the... Oh, it's still there. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Stop moving your computer!
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid of the stink bug.
Or the stink
bug. Can we just handle the stink bug situation quick?
There's no situation. He's just crawling on his computer.
I don't like it! No, JP, don't you? No!
He's putting it on his character sheet.
Stop! Ooh,
it's going fast now.
No, it's look a at fast it. Bug, man!
They're usually really slow, but you're exciting. It's flying. They do fly.
We need like a blooper reel.
This one might have two drops. This will be a TikTok drop.
Woo!
Danny, can you take care of the stink bug
for me? Where is it?
It's on the inside of here. Why? Behind my face.
Oh, it's wait, behind your face.
Why are you scared of a stink?
I'm not scared of it. It's gonna like be on me and I'm gonna flip out again. I just don't wanna stop flipping out.
Danny actually got up and she's now taking care of the stink bug.
You can
don't
like,
kill it, it's fine.
Yeah, you don't have to kill it.
You drink things with actual mold on them.
Yeah, do you know what mold doesn't do? Fly!
You clearly he's got a good point. Errata.
She's throwing it to the other room now. Oh, she's taking it upstairs. I wonder what she's doing that for.
And she killed it.
Probably going to put it outside. Oh, she's probably going to put it right in Tim's car.
Ooh.
Outside
oh,
of its misery.
Very funny. Oh, that was too quick to be able to put it in Tim's car.
I had a call on my hand and I got skeeved out, so I just took it out in the studio and flipped it.
All right, I gotta leave through your back door today. I can't go through the studio.
I usually come in that way.
Even better that she used one of those random pictures of Tim.
Because it was behind it.
I know, just funny that it used a picture of Tim's face to move the bug that Tim was uncomfortable with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I was in there in person, I would have been uncomfortable as well.
It's not like the bug's going to do anything. Like, I get that. But like when it flies in your face and you flip out or something, or it's like crawling on you, get skeeved out. I just don't want to be skeeved.
Yeah, it's very unpredictable.
It's going to make everyone have corruption if it happens.
You don't have to be defensive at me for it.
It was general, like out there. It was at everybody.
So I used to really hate bugs and not like them around me at all until I took an entomology class. I had to catch a whole bunch and like pin them on the thing.
Yeah.
And now they don't really bug me.
Well, here's the thing. Oh. Yeah. A spider, a fly, an ant, a mosquito, don't care. Be all over me. I don't care. But
exposure therapy is like 25% chance you conquer the fear, 75% chance it makes it so much worse.
Yeah.
And you just rolled hot.
Okay.
He wasn't paying attention at all. He missed all of it.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize it was directed towards me.
You.
My bad.
No, f*** me, though.
I'm sorry, Ben. I know you were talking to me specifically.
It doesn't matter, man. It's okay.
You just Tisdaled Ben.
I did.
That's rude.
After the whole stink bug incident, it's Mina's turn.
All right. I would like to shoot at this. Well, he's got a lot of armor.
Yeah, you're one of kind of the only people that can do anything to that guy.
That's true. I'm just wondering, like, I could charge him, but I don't think it'll do much, and I just have this, like, crappy sword that we found in the armory place or whatever, so can stop impaling people with clubs.
Yeah, no barricade here.
Which is fine. I can kill it regardless, but I could also just shoot it right now. Of course I have confidence, are you kidding? Have you listened to the past 206 episodes? I'm great. So, yeah, I think that I will try to shoot this rat in his stupid face as he's so close to me, and then maybe he'll break and he'll run away or whatever, you know? I feel like it's worth a shot.
Could happen.
Yeah, then I'm going to shoot. So I'm going to swap to my other pistol. I'm gonna shoot him in the stupid face.
Okay. So you shoot right over Webby's shoulder.
Yes, I do. And a roll with my advantage, I get zero success levels.
Okay.
So I rolled a 73.
So three success levels.
Yeah.
Because it's damaging, so you can take the unit die.
Oh, yes.
Ah.
Thank you.
So 11 damage?
Yes.
Okay, this guy is tough and has a bunch of armor. Where'd you hit?
Right arm.
So you kind of see that he doesn't have as much armor there.
Oh.
As other places. Nice.
So you got to show off his ratty biceps.
No,
he just got a tattoo on it and he has to keep it covered, but not like,
closed. And with like the muzzle flash there, you see he's got like his body and his head are really covered, but not so much his arms and legs.
That's true.
So was it 13? No, we said 11.
Yes.
And oh my God, why is this so hard?
When you have an item or a weapon that's damaging, do you still count your advantage in the success levels if you use the unit's dice over your total success levels, or does it replace the whole kind of the
it
whole thing?
It replaces the whole thing. Okay. So it's just, if you have advantage, it's still good for passing the test.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So
if I did not have that advantage, I would not have passed.
Right. Because you said he had zero.
Right.
All right. So yeah, you shoot it in the arm and you see like blood spray and he's just like.
How's that cool test, bruh?
Oh, yes, thank you for reminding me. It is an average cool test, which is good because he...
Average? We're in the close quarters and that shot you in your arm.
That's the rule, average cool test.
I hate it.
And he just goes and like hisses back at you.
Oh, that's actually Skaven for. I am scared and I'm going to leave.
And it's Webby's turn.
Yeah, so this is pleasant. I'm going to leisurely sidle. You know, being very crab-like, sidling past Mina. Excuse me, Mish.
Who?
Yeah, you just move closer to me. Can you move farther away so I can get past you now?
There's not a lot of space.
I'll just walk around. You just stand
still. Okay, I will just hold still.
All right. And I walk past her, and I see this fresh Dennis, beguiled with wounds. And I say, Stubbs.
Fresh Dennis?
You're looking a mite wimpy there, and you're bleeding and stuff. Do you want some help with that?
It usually happens when large weapons impact a small frame.
I'll take your word for it. Do you want me to heal some of those, patch you up?
If we could wait until we're a little bit further outside, that'd be great, but if you want to do a little patching up here, Doc, I'll take what I can get.
You'll take what you can pay for. 1 silver, please.
I do not have the movement nor the action.
I'll just take it from you.
Okay. All right.
Look, he's not part of the crew yet. I get to charge him.
No, that's, You don't know what his deductible is. He doesn't have his card on him.
Don't gainsay me, Lucky. I'm trying to fleece this perp.
I'm sorry.
So, Mina, what do you think your chances are vis-a-vis not letting them through to kill us?
I got you. You're fine.
Very good. All right, heal test. That's a crit, if that matters. I rolled an 11.
Not technically, no. But, I mean, 11 is going to be a lot of success levels. Or no, in combat, you just heal your intelligence bonus.
We're still really proud of you.
All right.
That is really good, though.
I'm just going to give him the old Mr. Miyagi, rub my hands together, and smack him on the back.
So is that 5 back for your intelligence bonus?
You feel better. 1 for each finger.
I honestly would have figured he would have been more healing if it's in, a smaller person, right?
I mean,
it's almost.
Oh, he can use his advantage now to stomp on
him? It's the same proportion.
Right.
Gotcha.
Proportions.
I feel like there should be some sort of stomp heel thing I should do.
Stomp heel. Mina.
Yes.
That storm vermin hops up towards you and tries to stab you with its sword.
Yes.
I said it had a pole arm, but I was mistaken. It has a sword and shield.
Okay. So I would like to use melee parry. May I melee parry this?
You don't have a parry.
I think
this
guy's outnumbered.
I am a melee parry weapon.
That's true.
Well, as of right now, you have 2 pistols out. Never said you drew anything else.
That's true. You're right.
I will let you use weapon skill.
I'm fine with melee basic. I can use melee.
No, weapon skill.
You just said melee.
No, I didn't. I said weapon skill.
Okay.
Because pistols are not a basic weapon, so okay. You can't use melee basic.
Okay.
Your weapon skill is still good.
Yes.
You know, or dodge or whatever else you want
to
use.
I would like to use dodge instead.
Okay.
Okay.
You do still have advantage.
I do. I have two advantage.
You are still hopped up on Mountain Dew. Renault's Delight, don't forget.
Yes. So that did improve your agility, so that'll give you plus 10 to your dodge here.
That is true. So I got 2-3 success levels to my dodge.
All right, you successfully dodge it because I had 0 positive success levels.
I actually just held so still because I thought Webby was still behind me.
That's what I do in dodgeball, is I just stand still. You can move
again, Nina. He expected you to dodge, so
right, yeah.
He went where he anticipated you to go. Yeah.
And he's got the pole arm?
No, I thought he did, but he just has a sword and shield. So the two
excited to take it.
Run up, and one jumps across the other side, and then the one person with them runs down with them as well. So there's one Skaven and one dude across the sewers, but you can all tell that they're ready to, like, outflank you, basically. If they hop across the other way here where you're at the top of a T-intersection, if they hop over the channel that's perpendicular to you right now, they could then hop across again to be behind Lucky and surround you.
Okay.
And it is...
Strictly Stubbs. Mechanically speaking.
Yes.
Do they have to make, like, athletics checks to jump across, or is it just kind of, like, assumed that they can do that?
I was just kind of just assuming they can make it because, like, they... spend a lot of time in here and done this a lot of
time. I spend a lot of time casting. Can I just assume that I pass?
All right, I'll roll an agility for that guy. 2 success levels.
Boom. Okay.
What about the other couple jumps?
It's too late.
That's fair. What, are we going to bring Bruno back from the tavern? Like,
sleeping Bruno? He should be snug in his bed, except he's dead.
We all get back dreams. To the place, and he's just, like, tucked in, and we're like, what?
It really was Stubbs inside of Bruno Mech. All right.
Who was that?
It is Stubbs' turn now.
Great dream sequence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
We should have noticed the pink outline around the screen the whole time.
And the doo-loo-loo when we started it.
Yeah. All right, Stubbs.
Oh, my turn.
That's you.
My turn. I run away some more.
Okay.
Keep going. Again, I didn't. I passed my fear test, but I'm smart enough to know I'm in no use here.
All right, so I'll let you make an agility test to see if you can sprint further as your action.
Got it.
How many success levels?
3.
Dan's going to flip a table.
So where do Stubbs go?
What looks to be the safest route.
So you get to a kind of T intersection. Do you go right or left?
What has the most recent scuff marks on it?
I will let you make... Well, you have night vision, so I'll let you make a challenging track test.
Got it.
No, you have track.
Yep, got it.
Okay. Yeah, challenging is just plus 0. So you can see that there are basically a trail in the dirt here to the right.
All right. Well, by the scuffs of these boot marks, I head off this way. Gonna investigate over here, guys. Looks like a promising lead.
All right, so you get... From what we've seen before, looks like about halfway to the little ladder to the trap door.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. Well, you can see the ladder in the dark.
Oh, there's a ladder over here, guys. I found a ladder.
And Lucky. They're trying to pincer maneuver you.
So the one that's at the corner to the upper right of me, that's at the kind of the intersection there. Yeah. We're going to cast on him. Dart. Okay, so with 2 advantage, that is going to be, I rolled a 49, so it's 2 plus instinctive deduction is 3, so 7 success levels.
Okay.
With my advantage.
Nice.
You know, I think we had just 1 extra target and 4 extra damage.
Nice.
So that'll be 9.
Whoa.
On the 2 regular Skaven guys.
Okay. All right, so they actually both go down.
Hell yeah.
Damn.
3 darts took them down.
Whew.
They didn't have nearly as much armor, so you're getting 4 or 5 through each time.
Good. All right, cool.
Those. Actually, I think it was 3, then 4, and then that one was, like, I think another 4 was just enough. Whew. But yeah, you got him.
I'm glad so I didn't try to target three then.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Do you want to move at all?
Yeah, I'll move.
Get back.
No, I'm gonna stay right behind me and I'll back her up.
Wow. All right. It is Mina's turn.
I'm not losing the last initial party member in this. No
way. This is really the ultimate form of our party composition. Is Mina is the only one fighting, and everybody else is just there to support her or to run away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Final form. Okay, I would like to... Will you allow me to drop a pistol, grab my sword?
Yes.
Attack this Skaven?
Yep.
Okay. You won't let... Can I holster it or no? Just drop.
Drop.
Okay. Drop and stab.
All right, we are gonna try...
Like a boss, one success level. Which is not great, but that's okay.
Okay, before we figure all that out, he has a shield.
Okay.
And attempts to deflect.
Okay.
And does... critically.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
22.
Dang.
So you take a crit back. Ouch. So we're going to roll to see where is going to be the 57. So the body, because we don't flip it.
Okay.
Is she getting Skaven dat shield skabobbed?
Yes. Leroy die. Boom.
What's the number? Say the number!
You are so lucky.
Yeah, no.
I'm lucky.
Tell me. It was like a millimeter from a broken collarbone.
Uh-huh.
And then it went, boop, from 100 to 5.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah.
My boy Leroy pulling through.
Trivial, no extra wounds.
Okay.
You are winded. You do gain a stunned condition.
Whew.
Make an average endurance test.
Okay. 4 success levels.
Okay. Otherwise, you would have gone prone. So you do get stunned, but you already, this is like, happens the same time as the attack roll. But I had 3, 4, 5 success levels.
I only had 1.
Because of shield.
Okay, so I lose all my advantage, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
He gains 1.
They really cleaned your clock with that one. It looked like you got clock blocked.
Is he shouting from up the tunnel?
He's literally sprinting.
What was that? Stop!
See this.
What?
Okay, so that was a big turnaround there.
Yeah. Is that bug still up there?
But you know.
Yeah, we made friends.
We know what shields can do. And you see that other human then just sprints back the other way.
Hey, no, you get back here!
And he attempts to jump over the water.
He's failed.
So he can do an athletics test here. He's failed. And you hear a psh, oh god, it's in my mouth! As he had 4 negative success levels, it falls in the water.
Go on, get!
Webby. I'm sorry, that guy should have gone after Webby, but I don't think that's going to matter.
You don't know, maybe Webby was going to throw a bomb at him.
Oh, those things are too expensive to waste on one-on-one.
That's true.
No. I need at least 5 Skaven and an NPC if I'm going to throw one of those.
And maybe a PC, too.
Yeah.
Like, well, you know, sometimes in the way. Well, Mina, that looked like it hurt. Are you all right?
Oh, yes, I'm okay. I just need to catch my breath.
You're like...
There's nothing for me to slice open?
Not yet.
Okay. Really disappointing. I don't think that there's anything I can do. Oh, you know what? There is something I can do. I'm gonna walk forward and menace him with my fingernails.
Oh, get menaced, son.
What are you gonna try to intimidate him?
That's so gross.
Nope. Just standing here for the 2-on-1 bonus.
Okay.
Oh,
I get
that's
it.
Really smart,
I
actually.
Love that.
You know what? I'll accept it.
I love that.
I also have a dagger, but this feels more appropriate.
You're like, because you're in the tunnel, so you're like reaching through the secret door, just like with your claws.
Every so often, I'm just pretending
you have claws.
Through the side.
That's so good.
I'm gonna touch you.
All right, then that guy runs away.
I like it.
Falls in, and now that Skaven's gonna.
Is the water flowing towards us or away from us?
Towards you.
Yes.
All right, he's gonna try to stab Mina. Now that you've lost your advantage.
And now I may melee basic, yes. Or I can parry.
You said you pulled your sword out. So you melee basic.
Okay.
Melee parry is only with your shield is a parry weapon.
All right. 68 player don't hit. Oh shit. 2. I forgot I don't have an advantage.
Yeah.
So that's not a success.
Is that just negative 0?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to take 10 damage to the left leg.
Okay.
As he had three positive success levels, and he gains another advantage.
Oh, I shall blood. That's mine. I got this.
Mine! And Stubbs, wherever you are, lost in the tunnels.
I'm going to investigate this ladder. It looks to be kind of tall, and I'm kind of short, so I'm going
to... Oh, it's going to be able to stomp on you if it spends an
hour. Oh, no! So I'll say you can...
Am I afraid of it?
Run to the ladder, and you can see it leads up, and like there's a torch in the room, and it looks like, you know, a larder.
Oh, nice.
And it's fair. Lucky. Back to Lucky.
Let's see. Be fair, Stubbs probably really wants to stop being a prisoner.
Yeah.
There's... Like, the idea of him just really running toward the exit the second he got free makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. Right?
We're going to try casting Steal Life on this this gentleman. I think we have enough advantage now. It ignores armor. It has a +6 to damage.
It's dumb.
Going to also evaluate.
If it hits him, it'll fatigue him as well, so he's going to have huge minuses against Mina.
All right, I'm going to dodge.
Oh, nice. You can't dodge it. Good try.
One negative success level.
Rolled
a 98.
So I rolled a 38, which is 3 success levels, which will turn into 9. So not only will it do 11 damage, ignoring armor and fatigue him, it was a casting of 7. So I have 2 success levels to spend on other stuff.
So what does this look like as you're stealing its life?
Oh, it's like, think of like a reverse fan. Like a fan, but in reverse, right? So like I'm grasping out there and like grabbing at something and like literally like pulling it into my body.
So you see this like...
It's all purple and black because it's shish.
Oh, that makes sense. So you see this like purple and black swirl around him and he kind of looks like, what? And you see it like reach into his torso and like out pops this kind of greenish globe and then it just snuffs it out and he collapses.
Nice. And I heal for how much damage I did.
2.
Oh.
You had 2 left.
Okay.
I heal 2. But yeah, you got it. And then he collapses. And you hear...
Wait, I'm coming.
Further up the sewers.
Can I see him coming down our way?
Not really, no. His torch would have gone out.
Mm.
But we have torches.
I'm not sure what... Mina had a torch. I'm not sure what she would have done
Yeah.
We kind of forgot about that.
I definitely have a torch.
Yeah, Webby definitely has a torch. He was very disrespectful to me when I didn't give him one initially.
That's true. So you can kind of see a little bit of his, like, arms flailing.
Yeah,
you can still move. We'll stay in initiative for right now.
Yeah, Webby, we gotta save that guy so we can torture him.
Ooh.
And
yeah,
do I have a rope?
Probably not.
I got candles. I do have my quarterstaff. Yeah, I'll reach the quarterstaff in.
Oh.
Hi, buddy, grab on! And I'll use my movement to get the quarterstaff out effectively.
Okay, makes sense. Mina?
I would like to
be stunned.
Pick up my pistol and put them in my pockets.
Okay, so you can move or make an action. So we'll just say that's your turn.
Yeah.
And then you're no longer stunned.
Cool.
Actually, I think you make an endurance test to get rid of it.
Sure.
If you're stunned too, do you not get either?
No,
just more rounds of that until you make the endurance test to get rid of them.
Yeah.
That was not a success.
Oh, okay. I'll double check. It might go away after the round.
Okay.
Like, one should go away each round.
I think that's what it is. And then if you have more than one, then you test to get rid of multiple with success.
Because remember that time Bruno lit a match in that gas sewer and we all got exploded and stunned 5?
Found a methane pocket.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you're no longer stunned after that. And then it's Webby's turn.
All right, I'm gonna give her the old 5-finger doctor salute.
She's had 6 seconds to catch her breath, so now Webby's going to patch her up.
Yep. Because she got hit, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So that's 3 success levels, so... But you are familiar territory to me by this point.
Right.
I could suture you with my eyes closed, and I do.
It keeps the romance alive.
That's really good.
I just kind of poke around, and when I hit bone, I stop.
Oh, this sounds awful.
Hey, you healed 5 wounds. Don't complain.
Thank you. So I just want to say, you know how whenever we're like, we get these big hits in and we're like, ha, and Dan's like, and like, they only take 2, even though you did 13. So you did 10. I suck 9.
What? 9?
Yeah. Oh, you're barely winded.
Yeah. Oh, because the shield and everything? Mm-hmm. Is your toughness up higher?
My toughness bonus is 4. And then I have 4 armor and then the shield.
Wow.
Yeah. You had your shield out.
It's on me, so I get 1 for it being on me.
Yeah, you can block like a Ninja Turtle shell, kind of.
Yeah, because it's magical, it gives her a bonus armor point everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and if I'm better, using it, then it counts as 2, yeah.
Hey, can I have some magical bandages or something? You can have some magic gear.
Magical stereo strips.
Lucky's been hoarding all the magic stuff because they're mostly.
I guess I shouldn't complain. You gave me a bunch of bombs.
Yeah, it's true. This ring that brings people back to be skeletons will definitely help you take less damage.
All right, so this guy's like, but the current of the sewage brings him down to you, and he sees your quarterstaff there sticking out, and he tries to grab it in a panic, and I'm going to have him make an athletics test.
Okay.
See if he grabs it.
All right.
And I'll let you know what the result is next time.
Ah!
See if you can get one of these cultists here, find out what's going on. Maybe. That was a really weird noise. I remember wanting to make it again.
Kind of misses Doubtfiery.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show, check out all the other great shows here at the Professional Casual Network. Like what, Danny?
I'll tell you. On Mondays, we've got the Lost Omens podcast, our Pathfinder 2e actual play, hosted by me, playing through the Extinction Curse AP. Also, streaming on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, you can check out, oh yeah, The Power Phase, our Marvel Crisis Protocol live battle report show. On Tuesdays, the podcast version of Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog is available. On Wednesdays, alternating releases on the Patreon, we have Settling the Southlands, our homebrew Wolforp actual play, and The Slithering, a Pathfinder 2nd Edition actual play. And on Thursdays, live at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork, we've got Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog.
You can also check out back episodes of Elite Eight Showdown and the first 39 episodes of the Lost Omens podcast, the first 24 episodes of Settling the Southlands, and the first handful of episodes of The Slithering on the YouTube at youtube.com/theprofessionalcasual.